Morning Watch. Boaz and Ruth typifying Christ and the Church. Week 11. Friday related verses. Romans 6:6-8. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. For he who has died is justified from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Ruth 1:16-17. But Ruth said, "Do not entreat me to leave you and turn away from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you dwell, I will dwell. And your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. Jehovah, do so to me and more as well, if anything but death parts me from you." Ruth 4:13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went in unto her, and Jehovah made her conceive, and she bore a son. 2 Corinthians 11:2-3. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Galatians 2:16-19. And knowing that a man is not justified out of works of law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, we also have believed into Christ Jesus, that we might be justified out of faith in Christ, and not out of the works of law. Because out of the works of law no flesh will be justified. For I through law have died to law, that I might live to God. Related reading. The picture of Boaz typifying Christ as our new husband, and Ruth, typifying the church with her old man as her crucified husband, is spoken of by Paul in Romans 7:1-6. In God's creation, man's original position was that of a wife. As a wife to God, we must depend upon him and take him as our head. When man fell, he took another position, the self-assuming position of the old man. The man created by God was a wife. The fallen man became a husband. Assuming the position of the husband, the fallen man became independent of God and made himself the head as the husband. Before you were saved, you never considered yourself as a wife. Among fallen people, both males and females think of themselves as husbands. Hence, fallen man became a strong, ugly husband. The position of the regenerated new man is a genuine wife's position. Regeneration restores us to our original position. The first husband of Romans 7:2-3 is the old man of Romans 6:6, which has been crucified with Christ. We, the believers, after being saved, have two statuses, the old and the new. Due to the fall, we have the old status. Due to regeneration, we have a new one. Because of the fall, we are the old man. And because of regeneration, we are the new man. As the old man, we were the husband. As the new man, we are the wife. Hence, we have two statuses. Consider Romans 7:1-6 in relation to Romans 6:6 and Galatians 2:19-20. Romans 7:1 says, "The law lords it over the man as long as he lives." This verse presents no difficulty. In 7:2, we are told that the married woman is bound by the law to her husband while he is living. But if the husband dies, she is discharged from the law regarding the husband. Please notice that it does not say she is living, but he is living. If the husband dies, the wife is discharged from the law of the husband. Romans 7:3 tells us that if, while the husband lives, the wife marries another husband, she will be called an adulteress. However, if the husband dies, she is freed from the law and may be married to another. Romans 7:4 says, "So then, my brothers, you also have been made dead to the law through the body of Christ. We were not put to death as a result of suicide, but through the body of Christ, meaning that we died on the cross of Christ." The phrase "through the body of Christ" modifies death, indicating what sort of death it was. It was a co-crucifixion with Christ. When Christ was crucified, we died with him. We need to compare this with Romans 6:6, which says, "Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him." This verse corresponds with Romans 7:4, which says that we were made dead through the body of Christ. Romans 6:6 continues with the phrase that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. The old man has been crucified, yet we still live. We should no longer serve sin as slaves, Galatians 2:19 says, "For I through law have died to law, that I might live to God." Are we dead or living? Are we two persons or one? By this verse, we can see that we have two statuses, that there are two I's, an old I and a new I. The old I is dead, that the new I may live. Verse 20 follows by declaring, "I am crucified with Christ," a phrase which undoubtedly corresponds to Romans 6:6 and 7:4. These three verses correspond to one another. Then Galatians 2:20 says, "And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God." This verse reveals that a believer has two statuses, the status of an old man and the status of the regenerated new man.